spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? Uncle Buck here, and we are officially in session on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And in that big old bucket of blues we brought with us, oh my, I think there's something in there you're really gonna like. We've had Buddy Guy on as our featured artist before, but to put a little bit of a new twist on featured artist with the Bud Man, Buddy Guy is once again going to be our featured artist, but this time doing blues duos. Coming up is going to be a blues duo with Johnny Lang. In segment two, Buddy Guy's going to do a blues duo with my favorite married blues couple, Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks. Also getting spins here in segment one, Albert Collins is going to be on board. Something new from Sue Foley's new album. Another Texas blues man by the name of Freddie King is going to be doing our then portion of Have You Ever Loved a Woman? And a big surprise coming up to do the now version on Then and Now. So let's get things rolling. Put the pedal to the metal with the Teske Brothers. Their song is Right for Me.
Here
on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we make a real attempt to not just play the same songs by the same artist over and over and over. Sometimes, though, when we're coming up with who is our featured artist going to be this week, we have to think seriously about bringing back some of the artists that really contribute to the world of blues. One of those is the one and only Buddy Guy. We've had Buddy Guy on before as our featured artist, but this week we're going to have Buddy Guy back doing blues duos. We featured some blues duos with Buddy Guy before. Buddy Guy and B.B. King doing a duo. Buddy Guy and John Mayer. Buddy Guy and Beth Hart. But looking back in the archives, we found a couple of real gems. Buddy Guy doing blues duos. The first one out of the big old bucket of blues we brought with us is going to be Buddy Guy and Johnny Lang. Their song is Midnight Train.
Midnight in the rain, I was minding my own business, waiting for that midnight train.
Nobody inside, staring at my shoes. I took out my paper to find me some galoons. Minding my own business when a ticket man called my name. Yeah, yeah, baby.
Now ain't no midnight train. Now ain't no midnight train. Now ain't no midnight train coming down the line. I say, ain't too much trouble. Went to local, out of town. His reply, it's 2 a.m. If I'm leaving, no goodbye.
I get catching in 40 minutes. If I'm on to Baptist, not that. But the local train are hard to come by. This time of night, more or less. Listen.
Thank you.
featured artist Buddy Guy doing blues duos. That one, a great song with Johnny Lang. Grammy winner, I might add, Johnny Lang. Their song was Midnight Train. By the way, we haven't heard much out of Johnny Lang in the past year. Under doctor's orders, Johnny Lang has been resting the vocal cords. But coming up next year, according to all-knowing persons that I have talked to, we might be hearing a little more out of Johnny Lang in the upcoming year. Certainly hope so. And if you've been hoping to hear a double dose of the blues, hey, here's a good one. Texas-born and raised Albert Collins is gonna kick it off. And a transplanted Texan from Canada, Sue Foley's gonna have a song called Hurricane Girl out of her new album. But here's Albert Collins, If Trouble Was Money.
Thank you. tell me. She said, son, it's gonna be days like this. My mother used to tell me. She said, son, it's gonna be days like this. She said, I always want you to be a winner. She said, son, I don't want you to quit.
From the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, this is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
One, two, three, four. Well, it got out with your wits, and you lost your heart. Now you don't know what just hit you. Your whole world's in a spin. You'll rue the day you heard my name. And in. You may never, never see the sun.
really didn't plan this, but kicking off our Then and Now feature, taking care of the then portion, is going to be another Texas blues artist by the name of Freddie King. When I'm planning the music that we're going to play on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, I think about a groove that I want to be in for a particular show. I lay all the music out and look at it and say, ooh, quite a bit of Texas blues on there. And I guess one of the reasons is there was some great blues came out of the Lone Star State of Texas. And it might have a little bit to do with it that the show originates from the crossroads of America, a place called Shamrock, Texas, right here on Route 66. Needless to say, though, Freddie King recorded Have You Ever Loved a Woman back in 1961, and it's been covered and covered and covered. One of the great covers on the song was done by Eric Clapton. The lyrics seemed to go right along with a real-life situation that he was having at the time with his best friend, George Harrison's wife. Enough said about that. Here's Freddie King doing the then portion of Then and Now. His song is Have You Ever Loved a Woman?
Have you ever loved a woman? So much you tremble in pain.
Freddie King taking care of the then portion of our Then and Now feature with Have You Ever Loved a Woman? Coming up in segment two, taking care of the now portion is going to be one of the most versatile groups out there on the road today and in the recording studio. They do soul, they do country, they do some great blues. I'm talking about the Kentucky Headhunters. They're going to be doing the now portion of Did You Ever Love a Woman? Also, an interview with the Kentucky Headhunters talking about how Muddy Waters had a little bit to do with coming up with the name of the group, the Kentucky Headhunters. But I think it's about time to go back-to-back and belly-to-belly with a double dose of the blues. Kicking it off's gonna be Chris Kinnean, followed up by Sonny Landreth with a song called Blues Attack. But here's Chris Kinnean, and you won't have a problem when I'm gone.
For 10 years you accused me of things I didn't do. That's just the way you did me, baby. Why you drank from dawn till dawn. But if you think I'm the problem, you won't have a problem when I'm gone. All these wasted years I've watched you tallied up the score. You refused to clean but work overtime to start a war. That's just the way you did me. Why you ran your car? Well, if you think I'm the problem, you won't have a problem when I'm gone.
Jake Kelly.
And I'm Kelly Kidd.
And we are the Pasadena Poets.
Mm-hmm.
And you are listening to Uncle Buck. That's BUC.com. Woke up this morning, turned on the radio. It was Uncle Buck playing, wouldn't you know? Hey, everybody, listen to this. Uncle Buck now owes me a big check.
Owes me some money, too. Owes me some money, too.
Pay up.
More than a quarter, more than a dime. Give me my money any day, any time, Uncle Buck. Pay up, Uncle Buck.
Try anything funny. I want that real money.
UncleBUC.com.
Yeah.
sneaking behind your back.
Come on, Sam.
Take a little pause for the cause at this time. Coming up in segment two, a live jam from the one and only Stevie Ray Vaughan. Of course, Buddy Guy's gonna be back as our featured artist with a great blues duo with Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks. Christone Kingfish Ingram's gonna be on board. Muddy Waters, Johnny Winters, James Cotton. A great trio with a song called Trouble No More. You don't want to miss that one. Plus, Gary Moore's on board. It's all coming up on segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
This is Rachel Field with Rick Field's Blues Therapy Group, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, yeah, on UncleBuck.com.
Thank you.
winds it down. Yeah, it's flooding down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down. Been trying to call my baby. Lord, I can't get a single sound. Well, dark clouds are rolling. Mine and I'm standing out in the rain. Clouds are rolling. Man, I'm standing out in the rain. Well, blood, water, keep rolling. Man is about to drop, pull me inside. We'll be right back.
understand. Yeah, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, now I'm going back home to stay. Sunshines every day.
And getting us into segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, what I would call a live blues jam by Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. I think Stevie was doing just a little bit of picking and grinning, messing around with a big hit record of his called Texas Flood, and being most of that track was instrumental, they entitled that effort as Flood Down in Texas. Oh, some great guitar picking there. Our featured artist is Buddy Guy for this session. Let me clarify that. Buddy Guy and Blues Duos. Up in segment one, if you happen to miss that one, you can catch it on our archive shows on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, UncleBUC.com. It was Buddy Guy and Johnny Lang doing a duo. Coming up right here, my favorite blues couple doing a blues duo with Buddy Guy, Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks. Their song is Too Many Tears.
Baby, both of us will survive.
Next up is the turntables go round and round here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Got a great double dose of the blues for you. It's going to be kicked off by Christone Kingfish Ingram. Coming up at second at bat in this double dose of the blues is going to be Bob Courtois. Bob is Chicago born and raised. At the age of 12, Bob saw Muddy Waters performing with his band in a high school gymnasium up in Chicago. The Mudman must have had quite an effect on Bob because he has become one of Chicago's leading bluesmen these days. Became quite the harp player, singer, band leader, club owner, record producer, songwriter, even an Arts Foundation founder. Bob Courtois' song's gonna be Big Mama Soul Food. I think you're gonna like that one. But kicking off this double dose, Christone Kingfish Ingram, Something in the Dirt.
I was born here in Clarksdale. Lived here since my birth. Well, there's magic in the music. Must be something in the dirt. There's a drugstore on the corner where Robert Johnson used to play. Must be something in the dirt. Make Mr. Johnson moan that way. Well, I played my first gig at a place called Ritz. 11 years old, sneaking out of bed. I didn't know it then, but I understand it now. And there's something in the dirt, and I'm trying to dig it out.
Plays the Blues, FM 98.9. And Uncle Buck is the man.
My. hot water cornbread, sweet potato pie, you know what I mean. I'm going down to Big Mama's, get me some soul food. Frying bologna, a mess of neck bones. Song. When my soul get hungry, I gotta give me some of Big Mama soul food.
This week is Have You Ever Loved a Woman? Freddie King did his 1961 version of the song, but here in segment two, we're going to bring on the Kentucky Headhunters. Kentucky Headhunters have had some great hits, all the way from country to soul to blues. And right after we hear the now version of Have You Ever Loved a Woman? I have a special treat in store for you. I have a short interview with one of the Kentucky Headhunters, Doug Phelps, revealing how Muddy Waters had somewhat of an influence on coming up with the name of the Kentucky Headhunters. But at this time, the now version of Have You Ever Loved a Woman?
Thank you. tremble in pain. And all the time, you know, yeah, she bears another man's name. But you just love your sweet baby now so much, so much, it's a shame and it seems. It's a doggone shame and a sin. And all the time, you know, baby, she belongs to your very best friend. Yes, she does now.
the other day with a blues buddy of mine by the name of Doug Phelps. Sings a lot of the lead and plays bass with the Kentucky Headhunters. I couldn't help but ask him, where did you come up with the name, the Kentucky Headhunters?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, that Helena, Arkansas area, which is not far from where I grew up. You know, I mean, Sonny Boy Williamson and Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, you know, there's a lot of music that certainly came out of that area. Ended up in, like Muddy Waters ended up in Chicago, make his name, you know, and his band was nicknamed Headhunters, and that's really cool.
Really?
Where we got our name yeah. from. Initially, first, we were just called the Headhunters. When we signed our record deal in 89 with Mercury Records, they did a search on the name, and even though it had never been officially registered, they had been called that and I guess used that in some form. And then I think in the 70s, 80s, Herbie Hancock, his band was called Headhunters 2, Headhunters Roman Numeral 2. And, again, used but not registered. So, you know, the label was a little wary of us coming out there and using that because Shenandoah had just went through that whole issue of being sued for the name and you know, it ended up being kind of a big mess. And kind of, I mean, although they had a great career, it, you know, it definitely dampened their career somewhat. So they loved it. They loved the label loved the name. Harold Shedd loved it. But, you know, can we do something with it or something different? And we was trying to figure it out. And Harold's actually the one who said, well, you know, he said, I know, you know, Rick Doug is over here in the Missouri area, but you're based out of, you know, the practice house right there on the farm, and you're based out of South Central Kentucky area. Why don't we just call it, you know, Kentucky Headhunters? Because we know that obviously there's never been one of them, and it's never been registered. So that's how it all came about as far as the name goes.
Now you're qualified as being an all-knowing person, having gained the knowledge of what Muddy Waters had to do with coming up with the name of the Kentucky Headhunters. And looking down in that big old bucket of blues we brought with us today, we're inclined to say, well, we got time for two more before we go. And speaking of Muddy Waters, he's going to lead off this two-mo before we go, teamed up with Johnny Winters and James Cotton. Gary Moore's going to follow the Mudman with a great blues song called That's Why I Play the Blues. But here's Muddy Waters, Johnny Winters, James Cotton, and Trouble No More.
I don't care how long she goes. I don't care how long she stays. Good country men. That the dice don't pass. Well, you know, darling, you are living too fast. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble for me anymore. woman, you can have a man. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble for me anymore.
Check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuck.com.
Why do you play the blues? Some even ask me if I paid my dues. Tell them it's something get me through. Every time that I think of you, that's why, that's why I play the blues. People want to know if the blues is here to stay. Tell them I don't know that it's with me every day. Stops me from falling down to the ground every time you're not around. That's why, that's why I play the blues. If it's wrong or right, but the blues is with me day and night. Just don't ask me about the way I feel. All I know is that the blues is real.
Just about puts a wrap on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues for this session. By the way, you'd put a big old smile on my face if you would give us a like and a follow on our Facebook and Instagram post. And as a reminder, all the shows that we do are archived on UncleBuc.com. So until next week, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be music.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network. For Uncle Buck, plays the blues.